Hello, cleaning buddies. Welcome to the podcast. This is Jinlyn, and this is the 2-2-2-2-2 episode. Everything is 2 minutes. So you're going to have to keep up with me. Listen, we're going to start out with 2 minutes of making the bed in the bedroom because we're in the bedroom. That's not going to start until minute one. However, if you have no idea what this is or what you just clicked on, you may want to go listen to the intro for the speed cleaning block system. However I phrase it, I don't know yet. Because it's going to break down every single thing you need to know up front. I'm probably not going to have much time to tell you about it in this episode because, like I said, everything is 2 minutes. We're going to spend 2 minutes making the bed, so in the bedroom. 2 minutes making the bed, 2 minutes on the floor, and 2 minutes doing surfaces. And then we're going to go into the bathroom. And if you've listened to block one, then the bathroom is exactly the same. If you didn't start with block one, that's okay. I'll walk you through it, but we're going to get started in 2 seconds right now. 2 minutes making the bed. So I'm now going to write my time so I know where I'm stopping at. Okay. So there is some staging that you're supposed to have done up front. And remember, after making the bed, we're going to spend 2 minutes on the floor. So if you got your bed made within 2 minutes, go ahead and start on the floor because there's not a lot of time in here. I made this because my bedroom's typically not that messy. So sometimes it is, but usually it's not. Also, I usually, when I've had like 8 minutes in the bedroom before, I usually only take about 6. So, and technically with the extra minute in the beginning, that gives you 7. Which is why I went ahead and told you what the next thing was to keep you up to date. All right, there's 1 minute left on making the bed, and then we'll move on to the floor. So if this is the first block you chose for whatever reason, then the thing is it's meant to be where you can do it again. And this one especially, like let's say that you go through this thing and you don't get your bedroom clean in 6 minutes. You could restart this episode and just redo the first 6 minutes and you would be golden. So like, don't worry about that part of it. Or even just your bedroom and bathroom doing this twice, you know, 30 minutes of cleaning, but it will be really clean at that point, or it should be. So we have 20 more seconds of making the bed and then we'll move on to clearing off the floors. That will be trash, you know, clothing, putting it away, whatever you need to do. But we are going to be starting that right now. So 2 minutes on clearing the floor. The last thing in the bedroom is going to be to clear off surfaces. Now, this isn't a lot of time. It's going by very quickly. Again, you can always redo the first part of this or whatever. Of course, the whole point is that after you do this one, you know, maybe take a little break and then do the next one. Really, the point is just getting yourself started with something. And then once you have some success, the hope is that you'll just go on to the next episode and just choose the next episode to do. That's the hope I have for it. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, I'm trying to think. I feel like there was something else. Oh, yeah, there was something else I wanted to say, but give me just a second so I can say this next part, which is that there's 1 more minute and then we'll be moving on to surfaces. Okay, so the other thing that I wanted to say is that there's not going to be a transition between rooms. A lot of times, or in the past, I gave a 1 minute transition between rooms. And first of all, I felt like I didn't really need that. It was just kind of wasted time, because it never really took me a minute to move from one room to another. And then I realized, oh, it's technology. You can just push pause and go where you need to go. So definitely take full advantage of your pause feature. Because I'm not going to be stopping. I want to keep these at exactly 15 minutes and I will try as we get to the end of the in-between sections, I will try to give you some heads up that we're about to be moving. But we only have about 7 seconds left and we will be moving to the last part in the bedroom, which is surfaces. We're actually going to do that right now. So 2 minutes on clearing surfaces, and you know, that could be grabbing trash. You should have a basket already staged if you listened, or if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you already know this. And anything that does not stay in your room, you would be putting it in the basket and getting rid of that. I'm actually trying to figure out, I need to go to work today and do some stuff. I'm trying to figure out my timing because I also have to take my dog to the vet today. She has some itching problem. I don't know what her problem is, but she's been really itchy and I need to get her checked out. So, that is my plan. And you have a minute and 5 seconds until we switch to the next room. So you might want to be finishing up. If you're at a stopping point, stop. You know, you may not have it all done, but we're about to be moving into the next area. So you've got to get to a stopping point. Again, you can also use your pause function. Go ahead and pause it and then get started. Once you have finished up the task, I would prefer that you keep on with the speed clean because that's more fun. But when we get to the bathroom, our first 2 minutes we'll be clearing off the floor. So that's what you need to know to get started in 30 seconds. And any time that I forget to tell you what the next thing is, just always, if you're ready or you're already there, just get started on something and then you can match up with us once I finally remember to tell you. So about 5 more seconds and we'll be moving to the bathroom, or you can pause now if you need to. But right now we are working on the floors in the bathroom. So this is not sweeping floors unless your bathroom's already is super clean, then do whatever you want. But this is picking up clothes, picking up little pieces of toilet paper from where you were blotting your lipstick and it fell on the floor, or dental floss that didn't make it all the way in the trash can. All those little annoying things in your bathroom that are trash. After this, we will spend 2 minutes on the vanity. Then you'll have 2 minutes to wipe your surfaces in the bathroom with like a Clorox wipe. And then you'll have 2 minutes to swish your toilet. And that's going to be it for the bathroom. We're not doing tubs and showers. That, again, that could be something else that I could add as a separate block. It's just things like that are so in depth that when we do cleaning here, it's basically to like get stuff, you know, to a level of like not looking like a huge mess. You have 1 more minute on the floor. Another tip that I will give you is I clean my bathtub while I'm in the bathtub. I clean the shower while I'm in the shower. Like I will just get a rag with, put my bath wash, or my shampoo actually is what I typically use because it's clarifying. And I will just scrub the walls. And every once in a while I'll go in there with my toilet gel and do the grout and stuff that way. But I tend to do that, get the, you know, nasty stuff off the sides of the shower and tub while I'm in there. Cause I mean, why not? It's also, you have it really steamy, so it makes things a little bit easier to come off. Just make sure you're getting out. Like you don't want to be sitting in that stuff. But yeah, that's what I do. So, you have about 5 seconds and then we'll be officially moving on to the vanity, right now. And for me, this is like putting away my makeup, getting the toothpaste and everything else back where it needs to go, finding the caps for stuff, like whatever you need to do. And, you know, just overall straightening up the vanity. You don't need to focus on wiping it down right now because you can do that in the next step. Unless you know, some people have a certain way they do things, and if it works for you, don't change it all up just for this, because you can always, you know, go wipe down like the ledge of your tub, the fixtures in your shower, your toilet, the outside parts of your toilet. You can use the wiping down section for that. But after this 2 minutes on the vanity, we'll be going into wiping, and then the last thing is the toilet. What's so crazy to me though is like as I'm recording this, it's going by so quickly. And I know, and I'm not even moving, like I'm just sitting in my bed right now. So I know if I were to actually be up doing this 1 minute, If I were to actually be up doing this, it would be going by super fast. So I feel like this is going to be, it's almost going to feel like nothing. It's going to go by so quickly. So yeah, in about 45 seconds, we'll be moving on to wiping down surfaces. It probably, this episode where everything's 2 minutes apart is probably not as, you probably feel like you're really doing the most right now. The next whole block is going to be, the kitchen, and then I have some larger blocks of time there. But this one's probably pretty like physical, I would imagine. So in 5 seconds, we will be moving on to wiping the counters. I don't know why it feels like it took us so long to get here. Right now, wiping down counters, surfaces, whatever you need to wipe down. I mean, again, if you're done already, like you were just speeding through it all, you can definitely get out your broom, dustpan, Swiffer, whatever you need to do. Like, it's definitely open. But we have 2 minutes of wiping down surfaces and then 2 minutes strictly for swishing your toilet. So we can at least clean, you know, a couple bigger areas of this room. Anyway. Yeah, I'm trying to decide. I think I'm going to wind up doing, maybe I could do a little bit before I go to work and a little bit after, because I've got to go to work, but also get all the way back here to take my dog all the way back to where I will be just about, which is kind of seems silly. Okay, right now you have 1 minute left on wiping down surfaces. And then, and again, if I don't know if this is the first one you listen to or not, but there will not be like the little thing at the end where I usually talk about how it went, whatever. Oh, goodness. Just one of those days where I didn't get the best sleep last night. And now, I don't know how to finish that sentence, but you probably know what I'm talking about. And my stomach's making weird noises, so that's always fun. Oh my gosh. I hope you guys can't hear that. I bet you can, though. So, this is why I usually try to fill all the time with talking. We have like 10 seconds until we're going on to the last part. We're like 4 seconds now. So now we are on the last thing, which is to swish your toilet. Again, I don't know. If your bedroom's not clean enough, start this over at the end and do 6 minutes in your bedroom. And you know, you can go back over your bathroom as well if you need to. You don't have to follow along with exactly what I'm saying if there's other things you need to do. Like, obviously, if you've made your bed, you made your bed. You don't need to do it again. But maybe there's things on your bed that need to get hung up, or just whatever the case may be. I'm looking over right now at my, where I used to keep my daughter's clothes, and she's hung her pants from the knobs on the dresser thing. So that's something that I will have to undo once I get started with this. But I definitely think 6 minutes is like possible for the bedroom. And of course, I probably should have shared this a long time ago, but you can always kind of, as you're going around staging your house with the trash bags and the basket and whatever, you can also, like, if there's a big major thing that you know is going to take you a long time to pick up, definitely go pick that up first. Then you don't have to worry about it, you know? So there's definitely ways around it. But we're about 45 seconds from being completely done today, or completely done with this session. There are also some for your living room and another bathroom. There's one for your kitchen, and there's one for your dining room, entryway, and one other area of your choice. If you're going in order, then the next block will be the kitchen. Although, I don't know, I might put the kitchen one out of order if it were me. But then again, I don't know. I don't like saving the kitchen for last either. Like, I do and I don't. but we are 5 seconds away from being finished. So I hope you've noticed a major improvement in your area, and I will talk to you guys on the next one.